Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You there?
Yeah.
Hello, family. Thank you for tuning in to Out of the Darkness, Rise with your host, Mary Mims. I'm sorry, but we had some technical difficulties, and we had to call back into the show. But, you know, the devil is a liar, and we're going to go forth with what God has for us today. And I also have my brother, Keith, on the line. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And Keith is with us. He's going to continue part two. And what was the title again, Keith?
Being Still Through the Storms.
Being Still Through the Storms. And if any of you listened in on Saturday morning, you know, we were discussing the storms that come in our lives, whether it be storms of depression, storms of finances, storms of our low self-esteem. So what I'm going to do today is turn the show over to my brother, Keith. And he is a powerful, anointed man of God, and he will take over the show from here. Keith, feel free to go ahead. And I just want to also let the people know that we're also taking live calls today. And the number that you can call to speak with Keith at any time is going to be area code 213-943-3361. You can call in and speak to Keith. And I'm told that you may have to press the number 1 button in order for the show to go straight through to Keith in order to be able to speak to him. So feel free to call in and ask any questions. Okay, Keith, you know, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you once again. It's good to be with you. Want to thank you once again, Mary, for allowing me to come to your show and to be able to share with all the guests today. Excuse me. You know, it's just been good, you know, and we were talking about, just give a quick recap, you know, about going through the storms of life that we go through and have to endure, the things that we have to endure through many storms. And some storms, as we continue to understand, is worse than others. The storm that we go through before we find the solution, which is God, which is Christ, comes, is like maybe 100 times worse than the storms we go through once we come into a relationship with God. And I just want to share today that, you know, being still, you know, through the storms, you know, is just that word being still has a significant meaning to it. And the word, you know, the word has a lot of meaning to it. And when you take the S-T off of still, then you have ill, which means we're very ill before we come unto Christ, and before we come up out of our storms, we're very ill. We got a lot of soul sickness, and we got a lot of things that are hurting us. And when you put the W, it's the will. See, the big book tells me as well is that self-will ran riot for many of years. So our will got us to where we were at. And, you know, for my life, I was running wild and running crazy for many of years, and my will got me into not only lots of trouble, but almost got me, you know, took off the earth. So I had to learn, you know, and it didn't just start overnight. It started, you know, in my life, when even when I was a kid and a child, you know, I remember my mom used to say, hey, look, you go over there, boy, you sit down, you be still, you know, don't you move, you know what I mean? And I would look at her and I would be all edgy and this and that, and next thing you know, I'm up 5 minutes later, you know, and that was my will saying, look, I don't care who you are, I'm going to go ahead and do what it is, whatever it is that I want to do, wreck the furniture, you know, whatever the case was at that time. And that's the same thing in my adult life when I got older, you know. I was running my own will, and there was a bigger force in the universe, you know, God Almighty himself saying, look, if you can only be still, son, I can do a work within you, you know. And, you know, as a father and as a loving parent, you know, that's all he cared about. But I had too many hurts and pains, you know, deep down within me to be able to learn how to be still, because myself, my will was running wild and running all over the place like a chicken with his head cut off, you know. But when I did get a chance to finally be still, that's when God was able to do a work within me. And it talks about it in Psalms 1, and that's Psalms 1, where it says, we will be like a tree planted by the living rivers of water, planted in good soil, you know, and as we're still, wherever place God puts us, wherever we're at, is where he's able to minister to us, you know, and that's when he's at his best work, actually. He's at his best work when we're just totally still. And I believe that being still, you know, just simply means being at rest, being emotionless, being quiet, and the sound of total abstinence, you know, just not moving, being stationary, being away from all the action, and that's when God is able to do his best work in our life. And that's what I've come to realize and understand throughout my process of growing, throughout my process of doing the things that I needed to do in order to get better. And, you know, the work, I'm still in a progress, you know. I'm still in a process of work, of God working in my life, you know. And I'm grateful for the opportunity. And once I got a hold of God, basically what he did is he brought redemption. You know, he brought redemption to me. Redemption is, and some I got here that shares redemption is the, you know, I needed to have an attitude of gratitude and praise and to have an attitude of praise, dwelling on God's goodness and thanking him for what he has already done for me. So I just want to read a little something here to you real fast. It says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my shortcomings, sins, and heals all my disease. He redeems me from the death and crowns me with love and tender mercy. He fills my life with good things. And I believe that's what God wants to do in each and every one of us recovering addicts today and those that are coming short of his glory, is he wants to fill our life with good things. He wants to, but before he can do that, he has to fill us with good things, you know, not the external things on the outside, filling our life with those good things. But what? You know, we have a saying in church where they say God is good. We say all the time. And that's what he wants to fill. He wants us to understand, to know, and to accomplish. You know, in our lives, that he's able to fill us with the good things that he has in store for us. And that's by being fixed. And I'm here, and I just want to share with you, you know, like it says in the recovery program as well, you know, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. Mm-hmm. And the scripture I found for that was in Romans 7:18, is that, and Romans 7:18 says, I know nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature or my character defects, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. So we need, as we be still and God works in our lives and works on us, God is able to carry out the work in our lives that he desires for us to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I look forward to, you know, even right now, God's doing a greater work. He wants to do a greater work in each and every one of our lives out there in greater things to come. He's got big, his dreams, he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. So no matter what it is, you know, as they talk about in recovery, having a psychic change and having our thoughts and having our minds renewed, not only through the word, but with new information.
Right.
So, absolutely. We're just going to keep moving forward in that notion. Is very anybody cool out there have any questions or anything that they would like to share? Please feel free to call or to share with me. And something else I want to share with everyone today is that it says there in the recovery program is that we also, back in my life, back in the day, you know, I didn't have the capacity to be honest with myself. You know, I mean, when I was running out there, I didn't even have the capacity to feel human. You know, I didn't have the capacity to even look at myself or be honest with myself about anything that was going on in my life. You know, and that's why I drank, is to keep my reality of what I had become at bay. You know, and I kept it at bay by continuing to put those substances in me and not dealing with the real issues, because drugs and alcohol is just really basically a symptom of our problems today. And if you don't drink and if you don't use, you know, we can still have a mess in our lives and a mess on the inside through the character defects, the things that we built up, the resentments, the hatred, the anger, the bitterness, you know, being maladjusted to life, you know. And that's what God does. When he comes in, he allows our life to get back in order. He puts our life back on track, you know, and he rebuilds. He rebuilds with wisdom. He rebuilds with knowledge. He rebuilds with understanding as we reach out to him and allow him to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, you know, majorly. So, you know, just being still, you know. I remember when I was at my lowest point, one of my lowest points in life, you know, and I remember I used to take a drink or use just before I'd pass out on the concrete, you know, because I was chronically homeless. And, you know, I believed in the depths of my soul and the depths of my heart that I was going to die just like this, you know. And what he did is that through a process and a series of events, I landed into a place. And what I want to... And I landed into a place, and when I got there is when God was able to work on me continuously. So I had to learn to stay away from bad influences, stay away from toxic people. Right. You know, I had to change people, places, things, and situations, you know. And I had to be brutally honest with myself, you know, that I had a problem, that I had an issue, and that my life was unmanageable mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. You know, so what do we need to do? And what I had to ask myself a question: what do I need to do, and what do I need to work on? You know, we don't grow when things are easy, but we grow when we have challenges in our life. You know, and it's not easy to change. You know, it's a challenge to change because I had to understand that I was that became a lifestyle for me, and my behaviors that I had became a lifestyle as well. You know,
Keith.
Huh.
Hi, we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Can I put him through?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. One moment, please. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Keith.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hi, Keith. How are
you? I'm good. Thank
you. I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. I love what you're talking on today, and you said something a few minutes ago. Maybe you don't drink, and maybe you don't use drugs. Things are still failing in your life, and that would apply to me. I know the Lord, and I am developing a greater relationship with Him every day. I feel in my heart, but I keep failing and failing over and over in the same areas of my life. And the question is truly to know, you know, I don't understand why if I feel I'm doing the right things, if I feel I'm doing the good things, if I feel that I'm doing what God wants for me, why is it continuous failure and I don't ever truly succeed? And it's a hard thing because every day you seem to be striving and striving, but you don't get to that place where it feels like you're acting. How do I...
Well, that's the deal. It all depends on what areas you're filling in. So you got to understand we got three weapons and we got three defenses. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
It all depends on what areas you're filling in. You know, what are you willing to give up the most? You know what I mean? Because they said that when we come into recovery or when we come into a relationship with Christ Jesus, we only got to change one thing. And that one thing is everything. But we got to understand that we got three enemies against us. We got the disease, or we can call it the devil. We got the world, the lust of the world. And we got the flesh, those desires, you know what I mean, that we really, that we have a hard time of letting go. You know, failure's not final. We're going to fail. We're going to come short. But what we do is just continuously pick ourselves back up and have the defense of what it, something of putting ourselves back in the position to where we're in the fighting mode in order to keep moving forward.
Amen, absolutely.
Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes great sense. How do you know that you're really doing God's will? How do you know? If you feel like you're at peace and you're doing something that you think He wants you to do, but you continuously it doesn't seem to go anywhere. How do you change that? I mean, how do you really know what God's will is?
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, I don't want to put your business out on the phone or whatever, but it all depends on what that thing is that you're coming short of. You mind explaining to me or sharing with it? Because
it's in work and just encouraging people, giving them a good word, trying to just lift them up every day, but you don't seem to really move anywhere. It just seems that you're just sitting in a stack.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are doing God's work, and you are doing God's work, and you are doing God's will. But what you have to remember is that you do your best, and God does the rest. You see, I mean, a good word that you're sharing with someone,
right,
or that, whether it's on a job or here or there, all you can do is carry the message and leave the results up to God. You see,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely.
And then,
okay. I just want to add one thing to that as well, because the Word of God also tells us to not lean on our own understanding, but trust in Him in all our ways, and He will direct our path. So, you know, when we pray and we ask our sovereign God to, you know, we commit our life and our will into His hands, and we ask Him to show us what His will is for us. And not only show us what that will is, but to also give us the power to carry it out. So if you have like a desire in your heart, you know, that may be a fruit or a strength that God put in you, and that's something that you may pursue. But sometimes we may travel a path and end up finding out that that was not God's will for us. Just like when I went to criminal law school, I thought, you know, my destiny was to be a lawyer or a judge. But at the end of the day, I realized that that was not the will of God. The will of God is for me to be out encouraging people. You know, God's will for me was to speak to the brokenhearted, you know. You know, that's what God's will is for me. And I didn't even know that that was a gift that I had.
Right. And can I add something to that very quick? Even when you do share with people, everybody's not ready to receive what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody's heart is not ready to take it in and digest it and, you know, really receive what you're saying, because they're still in denial on areas in their life that they have. You see what I'm saying? Going wrong and different things like that. So it can't be a depression type deal, because when you're sharing with someone and they don't receive what you're saying, first of all, they're not ready. Second of all, they're not rejecting you personally. They're rejecting the Christ and the love in you.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So they're rejecting what's in you, not you personally. So you never could take it personal. All you could do is just try to plant that seed and continue to be of encouragement. And I believe that you're doing a great job, and don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because it gets better. It's just like a salesman.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I called in today. Thank you so much.
It's just like a salesman. Okay, it's just like a salesman go door to door. You know, you're going to get 15 no's, and then all of a sudden, booyah, somebody's going to say yes, and you're going to sell that TV, and you're going to get the profit from it. You know what I mean? So just stay encouraged and keep doing what you're doing, because you're on the right path and you're on the right track, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your show. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. And yeah, we still on?
Yes, I'm still here, Keith.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to encourage anybody out there is to go after your dreams, you know, go after those things that you desire to have, you know, in your life, you know. Never give up, you know, and continue to persevere, you know, in the good things, you know. Continue to be, go at everything that you can go at with tenacity. But most importantly, just keep God first, you know, because
that's the
harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Amen.
You know, so those that are out there, you know, in the harvest, you know, that I'm laboring and doing the work, you know, not only unto the Lord, but in any meetings or rooms, you know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be, what it is that you're supposed to be doing, and you're in God's will, you're in His perfect will. You know why? Because you turned your will and your life and your care over to Him, and you're doing what He wants you to do. So you're in His will.
Yes, and Keith, you know, I also believe that lives have been planned from the very foundation.
Right, right.
From our first, before a day had passed, our destiny was already designed.
Already.
You know, already. God knows where He wants us to go and what profession we should have and all of that kind of stuff. But sometimes when God tells us to go right, we take a left, and that can delay our destiny.
Absolutely.
Like we talked about the other day, delay does not mean denied.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the good thing about it is that we have gifts that are in us. And a lot of times we have gifts that lay dormant for many
years.
And we don't never get to stir those gifts up and use them,
mm-hmm.
you know, for God's glory and to use them how God wants us to use them. Like, there's some people that has great, they, you know, they're artists or they're good singers, but they
mm-hmm.
never stepped out on faith with those gifts. But God is looking for some people to step out in faith and stir those gifts up and start to bring those gifts to fruition. And, you know, and he can work in your life and get you on that path that you are meant to travel.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, on that saying is that I don't apologize for God, because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, like you said, not leaning into my own understanding or trying to do things in my own strength, do things in my own will and my own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe that in each and every man is a fundamental idea of who God is, but they just don't have that relationship quite right with God just yet. There's goodness in the bad, in the worst of us, and there's a bit of bad in the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
But what a lot of people, even for myself, what I had to learn how to do is I had to learn how to cultivate my goodness and turn it into greatness.
That's right.
And that's what it is. God has greatness, you know, and greatness is upon a whole lot of individuals and people out there. Many are called, but few are chosen. But God has a special purpose on a lot of people, and greatness is upon them. So I feel like I need to, even right now in my life, what I'm doing, I'm learning to cultivate my goodness into greatness, and that's just by letting God be the farmer.
Yes, Keith,
you know
can I
mean?
Say one more thing, and this is it. This is what the Spirit of the Lord just gave me. You know, as I think back over my life, I can remember a lot of times where I tried to make things happen by my own power and by my own strength. And I tell you one thing, that those doors were hard for me to open.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to pry those doors open. I had to kick those doors down to open those doors. But like you said the other day, God says that my yoke is easy. So, you know, when God that's how we know it's in God's will sometimes,
right.
because the doors will open for us easily.
Right.
We have to kick those doors down and demand that those doors open up for us. God will open those doors up for us, and we will be able to walk through it peacefully without so much struggle.
Right, absolutely.
For us.
I mean, because, you know, it says in Revelation, I believe around 3:20, that God opened up doors no man can shut.
Amen.
And shut doors no man can open. A loving Father that really wants something for you will open up those doors for you, you know what I'm saying, where you can go in and can't no man shut those doors for his purpose to be accomplished and avail. And I believe that as you were talking, you know, not only about the, you know, cultivating the goodness within us, God loves to put his super on our natural.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I know that when I was out there, like I said before, I was like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall. I was beyond human recall.
Mm.
You know, God loves to open up. He's a supernatural healer. You know, we get healed from the hurts and pains and different things in our life. You know, that's God's healing balm, the Holy Spirit's healing balm within our lives that is healing the inside internal. And can't no man do that. They can comfort it just for a minute, maybe with some good words and whatnot. But as I say, that personal relationship that we have with our higher power, understand what I'm saying, and with God, you know, it's going to flourish, you know, within our souls in order to keep us going, you know, because God knows how to preserve us. I really believe that. When I was out there for a long period of time, you know, I was doing wreckage to my body, you know, physical wreckage, you know, and I was my, you know, alcohol for me in my life is like, you know, it's like that kryptonite, you know, and I felt like I was indispensable when I, you know, was smoking and using and different things.
Mm-hmm.
But alcohol and drugs and maybe a whole lot of other things, it could be money, it could be material things, like can bleed us of all moral sufficiency, you know, and it took an act of providence in my life in order to get me to where I am today. That act of providence is God just moving in and taking residence. See, that providence, that taking residence in my life in order to be able to be in full control. Until once I let go, you know, there's a saying they say that they have in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, once and in a word to letting go and letting God,
mm-hmm.
just total surrender, then that's when he able to usher me into building a new foundation.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, the process goes on and it goes on and it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to learn how to be still in order to get to where I need to be. You know, being still and trusting God. You know, he says, be still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Mm,
you know, be still and see the salvation. Be still and see the redemption. Be still and see the love. Be still, you know, and smell the beauty. You know, it was very exciting when I was out there. I was ripping and running. I never took time out, not even a second, to smell the roses, per se. You know what I mean? And I was constantly going and constantly going. But once I was able to be still, I can smell how beautiful life really was, you know, and I can smell and understand, you know, that there was something better for me, you know, as I sensed as I went on and went on and moved on, you know, in my life. And it's a great feeling, you know, it's a great feeling, you know, just being still through and trusting God and being still through the storms,
yeah,
you know, because this too shall pass.
Beautiful.
Being still
beautiful.
Through many storms of my life, I had to, you know, trust that.
You know, Keith, I really
appreciate God was going to do it, you know what I mean?
I
was,
you know, to encourage
out there also as well, chronically homeless, you know. That's all I could do at some times when I had a jolt of reality.
Yes.
Is I was just sitting, and that's when God was able to still, you know, get my attention in
absolutely.
Different places. So I'm grateful for that today.
Our God is all.
Anyone else? Mary?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yep. You know, we serve an awesome God, and he's able, you know, to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever think, dream, or imagine.
Right. That's you're absolutely right. And that's just like three things I want to kind of, if it's all right, three things I want to kind of like share real quick, you
okay.
know.
Okay, we have a minute and a half left. So
okay,
give yourself some time. Close it out.
Okay. Okay, first of all, I have to realize that I'm not God, okay? And I have to realize that I'm powerless and to control my tendency to do the wrong thing, and my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know that they are spiritually poor. And that's what God wants us to do, is be rich in faith. You know, so I have to stay honest, you know, because we admit we're powerless over alcohol and our lives are unmanageable. I have to stay honest. You know, then I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I have to keep hope. I have to keep hope, and I have to keep faith as I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And I want to encourage anyone out there today that if you haven't turned your will and your life over to the care of God, and once you do, it's possible. It's possible to live a sober, free life. It's possible to live a happy life, a joyous life, a free life.
Absolutely. Praise
it's happy. It's possible to be that mother, that father, that sister, that brother that you never could be. It's possible to get reconnected back to your family. It's possible to get reconnected back to society and be a productive part of society. It's possible to see again, not just perceive, but to see through good spiritual eyes and
yes.
to get that help that you need. So it's possible today.
Yep.
If you call in, if you're out there, you're listening, anything that you desire in life and desire to have and want a better life, feel free not only to call, but know that it is possible.
It is possible.
Just by you listening
God.
Today and tuning in, that means that you got the faith and you believe that it's possible. So keep the faith, keep the hope, and continue to stay honest with yourself.
Okay.
God
That's,
loves you.
We're signing off. Thank you, Keith.
All right. God bless everyone.
God bless.
Thank you again, Mary, for allowing me to be here.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay, bye.